But also what we've seen traditionally is that you have people who serve on the council who want to be mayor, and they do everything they can to thwart the progress of the current mayor because they know they want to run in 2 years. Then we've had people to run, lose, and then come back for 2 more years and just be disgruntled, mean. And I've had citizens to come to me and say, hey, we want to do something to stop the backbiting, the fighting in City Hall, and this is an option. And I agreed to present that option. That's why I have this bill to synchronize the election.
So as it is right now, prior to your bill becoming law, Mayor Bell serves out the remainder of Larry Lankford's term, which ends next year.
Right.
And then he would run for re-election on his own. Now, at one point, your bill actually, in order to start the synchronization right away, it added 2 years to Mr. Bell's current term. But you took that provision out, correct?
Well, the original bill is just how you just described it in that next year the election would be 2011 and then it would be synchronized in 2013. There was an amendment put on my original bill in committee that would have extended Mayor Bell's term for 2 years. The public did not like it. And I made an agreement with them. You know, this was a bill that was brought to me by the public, and it will be pushed forward in the manner that the public wants it to be pushed forward, and they did not like that two-year extension.
If this becomes law, how would you see the power dynamic changing with the mayor and the council? I mean, if you have the election synced up, could it be a situation where election for the mayor, that eclipses the city council election, or where you have a strong mayor system where, if you're running for mayor, then you can, if you don't like the current council, you can just field a slate of candidates to run along with you to replace those folks?
Well, I hope that it's not that deliberate. What I would hope and challenge, I've had that question before from the public, is that we really do research on who these folks are, what their commitment has been to the community, what they've done previously before, you know, just taking the word of someone else. At our town hall meeting, someone asked the question, what if you have enough money and you can purchase a city election? Well, even if they weren't synchronized, if somebody was that motivated, they could just do that. What we're hoping to do by the synchronization of the election is to know that when somebody runs for the city council, that's what they plan on being for the next 4 years. When they run for mayor, we know that's what that person plans on being for the next 4 years. And hopefully working together as a team, they can come up with a progressive agenda that will move the city forward. Of course, that doesn't prevent anybody after their four-year city council term from running for mayor. But what the bill does, it will require you to give up your seat. And that's where we feel like the major impact is going to be, that city council person will have to give up that seat in order to run for mayor.
Do you have any sense how Birmingham ended up in this situation where mayors and councils are elected in separate elections in separate years?
Yeah, I've heard the history of how the staggered terms. This was when they went from the at-large elections to the district elections. And I guess at that time in history, that was the best way to do it. And there's still some other cities that do the staggered terms. But even with those other cities, and actually Council Rafferty brought this out, even with those other cities that are staggered, if a city councilor wants to run for mayor, he or she would still have to give up their city council seat.
Given some of the issues that you bring up in this bill, and I'm just thinking back to when Mayor Lankford was convicted and some of the machinations that were going on with the Mayor Council Act then,
right.
Do you think it might be a good idea at some point down the road to just revisit the Mayor Council Act and maybe just do a wholesale rewrite of that?
Oh, definitely. And that has been I asked the city council members to send me something in writing concerning House Bill 757, which is the number that we have now. Only got 2 responses from folks, but I have talked to some, and several of them have talked about how the Mayor Council Act really is a part of the problem as well. I know the Citizen Advisory Board through the years has talked about also revisiting that document. I believe there was a Blue Ribbon Committee put together to do that, so I'm definitely would agree that we need to look at that Mayor Council Act.